time for the Scared Monkeys Radio Dipstick of the Week once again, and that goes to a door-to-door flasher who in Pennsylvania decided to go door-to-door, try to scare some kids as a flasher, and one of the doors he knocked on happened to be the police chief's home. A drunken flasher knocks on the wrong door as he goes house to house wanting to scare the kids, according to him. A northwestern Pennsylvania man is jailed on charges. He was drunk and exposing himself while going door-to-door harassing his neighbors until he knocked on the door of the interim police chief. Chief Rich Chopin says he encountered the 22-year-old Brody Hall when Hall knocked on his door about 6:15 a.m. Sunday morning and told the chief he was there to scare the children. The chief said Hall tried to push past him into the house, but Chopin wrestled him to the ground and arrested him. Online court records do not list an attorney for Hall, who remained in custody. The chief said later he learned that Hall had approached other doors in the neighborhood before he arrived at the chief's house. He faces charges including indecent exposure and terroristic threats. So the Scared Monkeys Dipstick of the Week goes to this drunken flasher in Pennsylvania, Brody Hall. If you're going to pull your pants down, make sure you do it inside your house and not at the local police chief's door. And if you're going to scare kids, we're going to get you. And don't forget, Scared Monkeys Radio can be heard all the time at scaredmonkeysradio.com. And we're now on Twitter. Yep, we're doing the Twitter thing. So at Dana Pretzer, DanaPretzer. And that's at Twitter.com for those of you that want to hook up and see the tweets that we're doing. So Twitter.com. And it's Dana Pretzer. You'll see all sorts of inside things that are going on with Scared Monkeys Radio. You name it, we'll have it there for you. Show notes, inside guests, breaking news at Scared Monkeys or Scared Monkeys Radio. So again, twitter.com/ Dana Pretzer, DanaPretzer. We'll see you again real soon. That's today's commentary.